Word on the Street.
Dan Dixon, 21, from America. My favorite scriptural passage is the Garden of Gethsemane, and the reason for that is I believe I feel a very close connection to Jesus in those moments because I feel him suffering with me, and I imagine him feeling the sort of difficulties that we feel, and knowing that he does that out of love for me gives me a great, great joy, and that's why that's my favorite passage.
My name is Teresa Intim. I'm 27, and the verse I'm going to go for is Psalm 139, verse 6. I can never be lost to your spirit. I can never get away from my God. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the place of the death of the dead, you are there. If I ride the morning winds of the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me. Your strength will support me. If I try to hide in the darkness, and night becomes light around me. For even darkness cannot hide from God. To you the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are both alike to you. I chose this verse because, well, I tend to feel very insignificant to God, as far as God is concerned, and for me it just illustrates that I'm never far away from God's thoughts. At every single step, I'm very, very important to Him.
Give me the chains of freedom. Give me the wounds.
My name's Kieran Driver from England, and my favourite quote from the Bible, I think, is from Mark 5, the Gerasene demoniac, where it says, verse 18, "As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed begged to be allowed to stay with him. Jesus would not let him, but said to him, 'Go home to your people and tell them all that the Lord, in his mercy, has done for you.' So the man went off and proceeded to spread throughout Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him. And everyone was amazed." And for me, I like that quote because in times when I'm on the spiritual high and I feel very close to Jesus, I know that I will have to leave him if it's in the presence of the Holy Eucharist to go out and evangelize and tell people who do not have that faith the beauty and majesty of our Lord Jesus Christ.
You gotta give me love, love, love.